Yeah, we have no locations operating yet. That's how new we are. But as of the date of this, we're approaching 200 units sold in about 4 months. So, you know, the storm's coming.
Are you tired of corporate America but unsure where to start with franchising? Welcome to Pursuit of Profit, brought to you by Franosity, a podcast for high-income professionals exploring franchise ownership. This podcast helps you narrow down your options and connect you with franchise opportunities matched to your goals and lifestyle so you can build real wealth through ownership. The global longevity market is projected to reach $8 trillion, including modern medicine. And for the first time, we're seeing it move out of elite concierge medicine and into scalable retail concepts. That's what makes today's episode so interesting. In this episode, you'll discover how biohacking, recovery, and preventive health are being packaged into a franchise model, and what that means if you're looking to invest in the future of wellness. Welcome to The Pursuit of Profit, the franchise business podcast helping high-income professionals cut through the noise so you can find and connect with a franchise that fits your goals and lifestyle and build real wealth through ownership. Today, I'm joined by Ryan Logan, Senior Director of Development for Sequel Brands, the team behind Ultimate Longevity Center, a concept combining Gary Brecka's data-driven health protocols, LifeForce's medical platform, and a scalable model designed to bring longevity to the mass market. We're going to break down how they're turning a 5,000 to 10,000 per month concierge health model into a $300 to $800 monthly membership, the three-pillar system driving recurring revenue, and what you need to understand before investing in a medically integrated early stage franchise. All right, let's get into it. All right, awesome. I can't thank you enough for being here. So, out of the interest of your time, I want to begin with the people, I want to get into the products, and I want to end with the process, okay?
Sure.
So that said, Ryan, you have a lot of big names, some of the biggest names in our industries and multiple industries involved in the Ultimate Longevity Center.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Gary Brecka, Geisler, LifeForce? How does it all come together? How does that equal the Ultimate Longevity Center?
This was all the brainchild of Anthony Geisler, the CEO of Sequel Brands. You know, he has opened up some of the legendary brands in boutique fitness over the past decade, and he wanted to continue it. When he left Exponential Fitness, which was a massive success, he took a year off, and like Ron Burgundy, he sort of got the conch shell and blew it out. And the entire leadership team, when I say entire, 72 people from the original Expo team, from leaders, men, women that drove these brands, came over to Sequel because he said, hey, you guys want to do this again? What should we call this company? And he said, hey, it's our second time. Let's call it our Sequel. And that's what this is.
I love it.
So Anthony is the tip of the spear here. And he has assembled the Avengers. That's the best way to describe it. The best of the best in the industry. I'm just honored to be part of the team. And now when you think about the portfolio he has, he's brought in some massive names. The Ultimate Longevity Center is the crowning jewel. I'm massively biased, and that's just the way it is today. But it's the crowning jewel. Yeah. The first and most important name is the guy who gets 225 million individual unique hits to his website every month, which is Gary Brecka, the founder of The Ultimate Human. I mean, guys, out of control, freakishly smart, unbelievably influential in this space. And he is an owner of The Ultimate Longevity. Now, that's an important piece to this. A lot of people get on the phone with me and say, hey, he's a name, image, and likeness guy. It's an endorsement deal. It is the complete opposite. Gary is a 25% owner in this brand. What that means is this: he is psychotically invested in this brand. He uses the word legacy every Discovery Day when he talks to the people that come to Discovery Day. This is his legacy. He wants anywhere from 700 to 1,000 locations around the country. This is what he's going to leave long after he's gone. And he says something really powerful, Cliff, and I've stolen it and I don't care. He doesn't want to change healthcare in this country. He just wants to change the way people interact with it. And then from there, the second tier, you have LifeForce, which is our laboratory that is powered and one of Tony Robbins' portfolio companies. He's one of the owners in that. So between LifeForce, between Sequel, between Gary Brecka, it's 1 + 1 + 1 = 510,000.
Holy crap. Go back to Gary Brecka's website, unique visitors is what?
225 million. I've asked him point blank, and he's like, no, I'm serious. It's 225 million.
That is absolutely insane.
I, I have 72 people on Instagram and I feel accomplished. 225 million is unbelievable.
I mean, we're like 350 million Americans, men, women, and children. If you broke that down, that's like every adult male, female visiting his website every month. That is absolutely insane.
Extraordinary. And he's got an international pull. You know, we're already discussing going international. We've already had at least 7 international discussions, which, again, if you look at his breakdown of his visitors, about 70% of them are domestic, about 30% international. So if you think longevity is an American thing, it is not. It is a global.
Oh, totally. I totally agree with you. It's global. It's everywhere. So I totally agree with you. Yeah, it's interesting. I read a quote recently. It was like, is this really a problem? What's the lifespan of a male in America? What's the lifespan of a female in America, right? And it's like, don't confuse lifespan with health span. They're very different. Just because you live to your 80, the last 15, 20 years of your life were a disaster.
No, and that's an interesting statistic is that the United States leads the world in morbid obesity. So that's great for us.
It's so true. Yep. I think it was you I got this quote from. I think it's brilliant. We're in the middle of the largest health crisis in human history, and it's happening slowly. People aren't dying suddenly. They're living longer, but worse.
Yep.
That is insane.
You know how emotional this brand is? When I get on the phone with people, I bet I bet about 30 to 40% of my meetings, I or both of us on the phone are crying because you're tearing up because you're hearing these stories. This is such a personal brand. Everybody has a stake in this because everybody looks at themselves in the mirror and says, wait a second, there is an expiration date on me as a person.
Totally.
How do I extend that? How do I maximize the time now? People are really starting to take a look at this.
Pursuit of Profit is brought to you by Phrenosity. If franchise ownership is on your radar, whether you're buying your first unit or expanding your portfolio, the most important step is getting clarity before you invest. At Phrenosity, we provide free franchise consulting to help you identify the right opportunity based on your goals, lifestyle, financial position, income needs, your risk tolerance, and long-term vision or legacy. We work with you to develop investment objectives and build a strategy designed specifically for you. There's no cost, just expert guidance. We're compensated by the seller, just like a realtor. Visit Phrenosity.com to book your free consultation call. Thank you. A long time ago, I don't know if it was a book or where I found this, and it was, I think it was actually like a franchise show. There was a guy that didn't belong in franchising, and he was there. And his brand was called The Dash. Mm-hmm. And I remember this a long time. This is like 25 years ago. And I remember going up to him, and he's like, I go, what are you doing? He goes, every one of us has two dates. It's the date you were born and the date that you die. And in between those two dates, think about how your whole life has been reduced to a dash. It's like born, dead, dash. Your dash is your entire life, but it's represented on paper and on a tombstone as just the dash. And the question is, how long is your dash? What was the quality of that dash? Are you living with energy? Do you have strength? Do you have clarity? Do you have any cognitive issues?
Yep.
Right? Are you just surviving on medication, low energy, and illness? Like, what is your deal? So let's get into it, right? Let's get into, I want to begin with the simplicity. And that's what I love about Gary Brecka. He takes the most complex conversations and breaks them down in the simplest conversation on stage. Three pillars. Let's start with the playground.
The playground is the tried and true protocols, the tried and true recovery protocols that have been there for 10 years. Everybody gets on the phone and says, hey, I want the newest, the latest, the greatest, you know, the shiniest new toy out there. And we are hard. No, that's not what this is. This is meant to be foundational. So Gary and Anthony have personally curated every piece of machinery that's in the facility. And it's the machines that have worked for 10 years. Hypoxic training, lymphatic drainage, cold plunges, VO2 max, cryo, all of the modalities that replenish the body, that help the body recover, they're there. And what we believe is that most people that come in are going to want to use them as part of a broader protocol, not in and of themselves. Like, we don't necessarily want somebody to grab a latte and say, hey, I'd love to jump in the hyperbaric chamber. That's not our person. Our person is the person that starts at the lab with the protocols, figures out who they are, and then as part of that broader protocol, adds in those modalities in the playground. So we chose that wording specifically because if you think about, as a kid, the playground was the first place you found a sense of community with kids. Right. Now, no doubt, you went down the slide that was 412 degrees. It was probably an OSHA nightmare when we were all kids. Now it's all cushy with, rubber and everything. But that was the first place you have found community. So that's why we intentionally called it playgrounds, because we want people to find, God forbid, people should be human to human again, as opposed to just virtual.
That's great. I like it. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Love it. Yeah. I actually just looked one up recently, 30 to 50 grand just for a one that I could get my hands on, 30 to 50,000. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And you can't find them anywhere. So I'm glad that you're bringing them in there. What I love about what he does, it's like you stress the body, right? Stress the body, bring it to that edge. You start triggering a response by the body, right? And then you have all these benefits, stem cell mobilization. You have tissue regeneration, everything he does is anti-inflammatory. If you look at all of his teachings, people do not realize how chronic inflammation is literally killing us. Just chronic inflammation. It's wild. And everything that you could do anti-inflammatory like this is just brilliant. I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cold plunging is something we all do. I have a cold plunge in my house. I think it has been one of the simplest, most effective things I've ever done in my life.
Totally. You're doing a different thing. I don't know where you found this machine. Yeah. You're using Polar Wave?
It is. It's state of the art. When you look at the pictures, the guy looks like he's having a nice time. He's sitting there. He's got a decent look on his face. This machine, Cliff, is so unfriendly. It is so cold. It is a shock to your system. But from a franchisor standpoint, it's great because we can get people in and out all day without
seeing
the
again,
water.
This is his thing. Shock the body. Have a response. Go cold plunge, shock the body. But your machine is dry. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. You guys created or bought a dry cold plunge.
Yep.
Wild.
State of the art. It's amazing. When people go through Discovery Day, they want to go through twice. That's how they like it. They really like it.
You did saunas?
We did red light sauna. We have hypoxic training. We have hydrogen inhalation therapy, which I've always described as like taking Red Bull to the lungs. It feels fantastic. We have a cryo gun, where you basically put an iPhone effective size-wise on a gun and you push it around the body to find out where the inflammation is and you go and attack it right away.
Unreal.
A lot of things where, we want you to walk in one way, walk out feeling like a new human being.
It's awesome. I love it. Photobiomodulation. So I'm right now in the market for, I'm not going to buy what you guys are buying, but I'm looking at, it's about 5,000 to 7,000 full body red light therapy. Yep.
Yeah. So we use the medical grade stuff. It's interesting. Gary talks a lot about this at Discovery Day. There's a lot of stuff out there, right? You put a red light hat on, maybe a mask, and you walk around and watch TV. It does nothing for you. We are very, very intentional about finding medical grade equipment. So if a super woke, super aware biohacker were to walk into one of our facilities who has that very unique knowledge, they would look at all of our equipment and go, oh yeah, I know why they chose it. That's the good one. That's out of everybody's price range because it's the best in the business. We want those people that are in the margins of longevity to walk into our facilities and go, wow, this is the state of the art.
People don't realize your mitochondria, right? Little tiny cells at a cellular level. They don't realize that red light therapy is actually helping your mitochondria, the little power plants inside your cells. This is why so many people have gone and they're like, I don't know. I have no energy. I don't know why. It's not normal. It's not normal to be on 7 medications either.
It's not. And what's great about, because this is such a personal brand, at Discovery Day, Gary remotes in from wherever he is in the world. And he spends an hour with everybody. And invariably, he opens it up to questions. And there's always somebody in Discovery Day that raises their hand sheepishly. And they've been thinking about it for weeks. You can tell they've been rehearsing the question and asks them a very personal medical question about themselves. Could be high ApoB. It could be like my wife has Hashimoto's. We had one person recently raise their hand and say, hey, I have these growths on my kidneys. We don't understand it. Can you help us? I'm telling you right now, not a dry eye in the room, first of all.
Yeah.
But Gary took 7 minutes and just went bam, bam, bam with the things that you can do. None of those, Cliff, required the person to go to Walgreens to pick up a prescription.
They were
all natural modalities, changing your diet, getting the proper nutrients and raw materials into your body. It's extraordinary how the medical system in this country has hidden this from us. And I think this is the beginning of the wave. I think this is where people start to wake up and say, there's got to be a better way, and they're going to go find it.
I agree with you. I love this. You're also offering molecular hydrogen therapy. Now, I know Gary's big into putting like H2 in his water bottles.
Yes.
This is now an inhalation system. Can you unpack that a little bit? What's going on with that?
You basically sit down. It's a little nose annulet that goes in. Sit there for 7 to 10 minutes on your iPhone, watching TV, whatever it is. But that was what I just described as Red Bull to the lungs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you're on it long enough, you wake up and your eyes are like, you see the matrix. I don't know what it is about it, but wow. It just lights your body up. And I think the contrast to that is this. What were you doing before you sat down that made you feel so sluggish? Like you said, like, oh, I'm beat up. I'm tired. I don't understand what it is. I need a Red Bull or an espresso. No, you need just natural elements. You just change your body chemistry a little bit. And all of a sudden, you're a new human being.
That's wild. I have never, ever seen that other than his teachings about, you know, he'll have his water bottle, right? And he always puts those H2 tablets in there and he talks about nitrogen. And it's not about getting nitrogen. It's about lowering oxygen temporarily. Again, bringing that body to the limit, to the edge. You're simulating high altitude, basically. It's like, man. And then all of a sudden, boom, the mild stress triggers your body to produce more red blood cells. Genius.
That's it. And that's why the hypoxic training is part of it too. He loves to stress the body. He does believe that mitochondrial regeneration is the key to it all. On a cellular basic level, that's where it all begins. Change everything from there and you've got a great foundation. It's so, I hate to say it this way. It's almost so simple yet so difficult to achieve.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it flies in the face of modern medicine.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Intermittent hypoxic training. We're still in the playground. We got to move along. We're still in the playground, right?
That's right.
Intermittent hypoxic training. What's going on there?
That's the hypoxic. We were just talking about that. You put the cannulet on, you take some deep breathing, and it stresses the body, stresses the lungs, it lights you up. It's a little bit of like a cold plunge in the sense that it brings your body to its center. And then when you come off it, you start to light back up again and resurface.
Very cool.
Just extraordinary tech, but simple stuff.
This now takes us, and I'm sure there's more to unpack, but these are high level. Okay. You're not getting this equipment just anywhere, obviously.
No, we have worked
this is
really
very,
hard.
Yeah, oh, I bet. Now we're in the lab. This is now hitting home for me because this is where I started. I started with a biochemist and going to the lab. Go ahead and talk about this because this is nothing matters if you don't have your biomarkers, right? So go ahead on the lab. What's happening here?
Powered by life force, which we believe life force to be the gold standard in predictive medicine. They've been around for 7 years. They're part of Tony Robbins' organization, is one of his portfolio companies. Dougal Bain is the CEO and co-founder. This dude, I could listen to this guy talk for hours. He has just got so much insight into what's going on, into the human body and the human interface. And really, we believe our target buyer member at Ultima Longevity Center is going to want to start with their blood. They're going to want to get a blood draw to figure out who the hell they are. Where am I starting? What's my baseline? And then from there, build a protocol. One of the most amazing metrics that they have is not your chronological age, but your biological age.
Right.
People come in, and I'm 47 years old. I feel 82. I'd be okay if I was at 60. They're at 47. They come in and they're 39. They're like, oh my God, like I could even do better than that. And now all of a sudden it's a mind game, not just a physical game, but a mind game. And that's why we believe the lab to be so important because they're going to want to come in and they're going to want to get that baseline. But then they're going to want to keep score.
That's right.
They're going to want to keep working at it and trying. And they want to get their biomarkers optimized. I mean, the depth of the panels that we run and the depth of the analysis we run, it's the ultimate breaking down a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and putting you back together again.
Right, right.
It's never the same and you're always better the second time through. And the excitement, everybody that goes to Discovery Day, Cliff, gets life force analysis done. And it's staggering, the emotion that comes out of it when they see it. The thanks and the gratitude, it's something to see.
You're doing hormone therapy?
Yeah. One of the great parts about this is that we're 50-50 male and female. Okay. Sage Greca, Tony's wife, Gary's wife, is doing a very courageous and public perimenopausal campaign on his socials. So that is, I think, extraordinary to do. And I acknowledge her for it, but it's also bringing men and women equally into the space. So HRT, TRT, IV therapies, peptides, the ones that just went from schedule 2 to 1, Gary's been instrumental in that. He's personally curating, I think, 8 to 10 peptides that we will have all longevity focused.
So that's great.
The lab is it.
I don't know the name, and it's a crude word for a test. It's basically a DNA test. Have you ever heard of like the mother effer?
Yeah, the methylation test.
Yeah, so you guys are doing methylation tests?
Yeah, I did my methylation test. First time I saw it, I was like, I'm lucky to be alive. Like I looked at it and I was like stunned by it. But yes, methylation is a big part of it. It tracks your homocysteine levels. And if they're elevated, your body's under constant stress and it's not taking in the raw materials. So part of what we do is not just the sexy stuff and the fun stuff, which is always the peptides. It's, hey, how is your body intaking?
That's right.
Those individual items.
I learned that from Gary.
Yeah.
I learned that from watching him. He made me look at the back of every bottle I had for vitamins to see if they were synthetic or methylated.
Yep, exactly.
I thought, why can't an industry just do the right thing, right? It's like, yeah, no, we make vitamin C, we do Ds, we do B12s. No, you don't. These are synthetic versions of that. I'm looking for the methylated versions. My body methylates these things and then absorbs them into my body. That's why people are running around taking multivitamins and then they have nutrient deficiencies. It's like, how are you nutrient deficient if you take vitamins every day? Because they're synthetic. That's why.
It is wild. And Gary starts at the baseline. He's looking to absolutely crawl before you walk and then run. So methylation is a big part of what he does initially, the baseline with Life Force, and they're all going to be combined. So people are for the first time going to figure out why something they're putting in their body is not staying in their body, why it's just running right all the way through.
So Ryan, we're doing the blood work. We have all your markers. We're doing the genetic testing. We're getting the hormones. You've got your supplement protocol because now you know where they're deficient. You know what to do to suggest or prescribe. I'm not sure. We'll get to that. The supplements. You're doing IV therapy. You have the peptides. Anything? What are you hearing from him with stem cells? Anything?
Yeah, everybody asks about it. We're not there. Remember, this is a franchise. We have to work within the corporate practice of medicine rules, and we don't want to really change the model to the extent where we're not doing medical procedures. I think you will hear from us in the next 12 to 36 months on stem cells, exosomes, those types of modalities. Right now, we just want to get a baseline in for people. Yeah, I think the water is receding right now on this. And when we start to get these open, several hundred of these around the country, I think there's going to be a tsunami of people asking better questions of their primary care physicians and their medical care.
Oh, you bet.
I hope that's my delusion. I want that to happen.
It's going to happen. It's happening already. You already have people going on chat questioning their physicians and saying, why did you put me on that? How many people go on just AI and plug in their medication? It's like, you were prescribed that? This particular one has all these side effects. Most doctors aren't even prescribing them anymore. Like I hear that story all the time from people in my circle.
One of the things that's really fascinating is Anthony Geisler and Gary Brecka, they sit very close to the Make America Healthy Again movement in DC. They're both on boards and we get a little insight. Yeah, we get some insight to that. Man, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I am excited to see what's going to happen here for us all in modern medicine in the next 36 months.
Yeah. Break that down now. This is the third with their services. So this is the third service that you're offering. Let's unpack that now.
Yeah. So you've got the playground, the lab, and now the apothecary, old school drugstore. It's funny. I joked with Gary not long ago. We're talking about supplements. And I said, Gary, I get my supplements from GNC from a high school kid. He's like, what the hell are you doing? If you think back on it, think of all the stuff you put in your body over the years where you really don't have any context for it. So one of the things that I really admire about Gary is that he's very diligent in what he, I don't say recommends, but what he identifies as something that he would put in his body. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the apothecary, these are all curated directly by Gary. He has gone in and he's gone to Body Health, which are the perfect aminos. He's gone to the H2 tabs. We now have Symbiotica, which is our liposomal supplement. So it's a very intentionally curated, unbelievably tested group of supplements that are meant to complement what goes on and starts in the lab. And look, I'm one of those guys that gets things delivered to my front door. And every time the box hits the front door, I'm like, oh my God, I don't need any more creatine. I've got so much creatine in my house, Cliff, I could probably sell it on Amazon. So what we believe is this. A lot of times those people that have those deliveries are going to stop and they're going to start to go into the local Ultimate Longevity centers to buy these, but then they're going to start to ask better questions about why they're buying it and how does it really function in their body. And we think that'll be the catalyst to a lot more integration in medicine. The question about loyalty is the key there, though. Well, why aren't people loyal? Well, because they don't understand the why.
That's right.
Why am I taking this? Some guy on TikTok told me my best friend's cousin's uncle is taking this and he looks like he's in good shape. Those are terrible reasons. I'm guilty as much as anyone of doing that. The reason we believe people are going to hunt these centers out is because the why is finally going to be clarified for them. It's going to be highly personal. And that's exciting for us.
I thought I read something about all these products, yes, you're going to have access to them in your store, but there's a relationship or a revenue share on the retail side between us, corporate, and the franchisee.
Yeah, all three of the revenue environments, I call them, in the facility, the playground, the lab, and the apothecary, are all money makers, but very distinct, right? So the corporate practice of medicine rules have made it very difficult for just every layman in the world to have one of these, right? We built this for the CPA in Des Moines, who has no idea about medicine, but knows longevity, believes in it, believes in Gary. So the lab itself is very unique in this situation because the lab is going to take 100% of the medical liability off the franchisee.
Okay.
So Cliff, you as my franchisee don't have to go out
and
find a medical director or become a doctor in 6 weeks. LifeForce is going to take all of that off your plate. So LifeForce actually operates like a box within the box.
Okay.
They take 100% of the medical side off your plate. So you get to be the CEO, the critical thinker, the strategic advisor on the business, not the medical director. And that's what's opened this up for us. So there is a revenue share, not only from LifeForce, but also on the apothecary and also on the playground. It's a very lucrative design.
Okay. So I'm sharing in the net, I'm sharing in the gross revenue.
Yeah, LifeForce is going to give you two revenues. They're going to pay about 20% of your rent because, again, the box within the box, they're going to take about 20% of your square footage.
Okay.
And then they're going to give you a 25 to 30% revenue share on everything that comes into the lab.
Interesting. Okay, so
none of the stress, none of the overhead, none of the staffing.
Did I transfer that I transferred the labor, but did I transfer the liability to them?
100%.
I did.
Okay. Yeah, that's the key for us.
Because I don't practice medicine.
That's right. And I don't want to speak for Anthony Geisler on this, but I'm not sure we would have gotten this out of the laboratory had we not had LifeForce come in and operate under that protocol.
That's very interesting because, like, you know this, you've been around a long time in this industry. You look at like Medi weight loss. Like you're bringing a doctor locally on retainer. Like you're working with that doctor locally. This is very interesting and that you have a way bigger team. What are we looking at headcount wise that we're bubbling up to the top? Do we know that?
Two verticals. LifeForce will staff it with two employees.
Okay.
You personally as the franchisee would have between 4 and 5. And it's a really simple model. General manager and then 3 to 4 customer associates. Longevity associates is what we call them. It's a very simple model.
When I go to the playground, though, there are things that I would use. And let's just say the client's like, I would never use that. Can I just cherry pick what I want to do? Do I pay a monthly fee? Do I have access to the whole playground?
We can solve for a lot. So if somebody wants to come in 4 times a month and just use the hyperbaric chamber, we can solve for that.
Okay.
Somebody wants to do it 8 times. We can do that too. What we believe is that our target member is going to want to avail themselves of everything. They're going to want to start with the labs and then build from there. So we call that the ultimate VIP, Cliff. So here's the way that looks. We have 5 pricing models. If you're an ultimate VIP, you get your blood drawn every 90 days, check in.
Wow.
You get unlimited access to the playground, unlimited. You get 2 IVs a month, 2 IV treatments, and then you get 10% off the apothecary.
Okay.
We believe that that's where most of our folks are going to come in, is under that model.
But did you say the price? What would that cost me?
It really varies. It could be anywhere from $500 to $800 a month.
Okay.
But the key to that is that's only the base. Once you start adding peptides in, those are a la carte and it just adds on from there.
So explain the difference between luxury and premium for the consumer.
Big, very important distinction. A lot of folks have had the belief system, rightfully so, that this type of medicine's been out of reach. Right? The precision, the concierge, the predictive medicine, it's just been something that it's just, I don't have the money for it. That's the luxury. The luxury of the people spending 10 grand a month on this.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Anthony's intention on this was to bring that type of medicine down to the masses. So our target demographic, I respectfully call it middle America, people making $100,000, $150,000 a year, who are, to one of your earlier comments, Cliff, they're trying to maximize their life. Yep. Extend it to be sure, but maximize it. So our goal is to make that price point that we were just talking about very accessible to them.
Yeah. Well, I already know that this is at eight, whatever you said to me, it was like $899, whatever it was.
That's it.
I mean, some of these guys that I've hired, they're $500 to $1,000 an hour. I mean, so yes, you could spend thousands of dollars a month on this easily. Yeah, this is interesting. I think it's very affordable at this rate. And I wanted to ask you that question. Male, female, you already told me it's about 50-50. And just trying to identify that target client, you feel that household income of 100 grand could do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it. You know, generally the boutique fitness line is about $90,000. Now, with all respect to people that make less than that, they just tend to not be boutique fitness members. And you know, we know that industry very well. So we started at that 90,000 and said, okay, let's level it up a little bit more. So 150 is really sort of the cost of living adjusted around the country where we think it'll absolutely work.
You know what's crazy about a business like this? If you created this business, let's say 30 years ago, you would probably never have a customer age 30 ever in the life cycle of your business. Today, you're in the longevity business. You will actually have 30-year-olds as customers because their body is real. You remember you talked about metabolic age, biological age? A 30-year-old today is really like a 60-year-old. We just said it. I mean, if your T levels are 420, Ryan, you're 30 years old. You have a T level of 420 and you have ED. You're in my facility. 30 years ago, you never would have had a 30-year-old walk in here. And if you did, you had one of them. Today, you may be stacking the deck with 30, 40, and 50-year-olds. Everybody thinks this stuff is for 67-year-olds. No, it's not. No, it's not.
I completely agree with you. And the advent of AI. How many of the people I talk to say, oh, I just got my blood results back. I'm going to throw it in AI and see if I'm dying.
That's right.
That's not the 60 to 70-year-olds. You're right. It's the 20, the 30, you the bet. 40-year-olds who don't know what the hell else to do.
You bet. Your time. It's a perfect, I hate to say it, it's a perfect storm. But the storm, you're helping people. This is the legacy brand. You want to change people's lives? How many lives did you change? I love it. Gary Brecker will hang up his hat one day and retire and say, I've helped millions, tens of millions, possibly hundreds of millions of people. He helped them. It's crazy.
I agree. And I think a lot of it, you know, I think it's physical. There may be a vanity play. But I think inside the house at the Ultima Longevity Center, we also believe that this is going to really attack the mental health crisis in this country.
Yeah.
That, you know, Gary talks about this quite a bit, that's a push of his. You know, a lot of people feel so out of control with their bodies that obviously feeds into who you are and how you show up in the world. If you can give people back some control, especially the most intimate thing of how you feel between your ears every day, what's the downstream effect on society? I think it'll be pretty damn profound. And that's, you know, we're all business people. We can all be capitalists unapologetically. But I also think you have to be a humanist. You have to have some altruism to do this right. And I feel like you nailed it, Cliff. People are looking for this now in that younger generation.
How about, like, what is the size of this place? Like, how big is it?
2,500 square feet. This is not a big footprint. You know, one of the things that's made Sequel as a franchisor so successful is the support. So let me back up for a second. Who's our target buyer? Who's our target franchisee? This is not a Chick-fil-A. You are buying an executive owner brand. We want our franchisees to be the critical thinkers, the strategic advisors on these businesses, right? Get up every morning, set your team, set your culture, set your standards. Trust the system that Sequel has, but then just get the heck out of the way. Let it execute. And the only way we can say that with veracity is to provide a deep bench of support. So the footprint's the first place, 2,500 square feet. We go out for franchisees. We find their locations. We do the lease negotiations, the permits, the plans, and the build out.
Okay.
Wow. Why do we do that? Because most of our franchisees have day jobs.
Mm-hmm. Executive model. They're managing
executive
the manager.
Model all day.
Yeah. Interesting. What do you think then? What do you think? I mean, you've been doing this a long time. You guys have sold a ton of locations. What's the average net worth? What are you seeing as the buyer? I mean, this is not an inexpensive brand, right? So $500,000 to $1 million, $1.2 million.
Yeah, I think $1 million is the round number per studio that you can look at.
And I'm out of pocket for that, right? That's my equipment. Even though I have this, I know they're offsetting some of my rent and everything. Am I fronting the total investment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the item 7 will be about $1 million per studio, plus or minus, given your location. About 40% of that, though, about $400,000 in my example, is equipment, which of course you can finance over 5 years. So the leverage would be somewhere between $600,000 and $700,000 would be the leverage you'd go out and get a loan for. But that includes working capital for 3 months. It includes your franchise fee. It includes everything. Yeah, you know, we have no locations operating yet. That's how new we are.
I know.
But as of the date of this, we're approaching 200 units sold in about 4 months.
Shit.
So, you know, the storm's coming.
I've brought you some super high net worth people, you know, net worths up to 40, 50 million. The answer was no, territory sold. I can't believe that I can't find, even for me, I just want Boca Del Rey. No, sold, sold. Everything sold. Crazy.
It went very fast.
I know. You guys will have to publish a list of like these are our white space markets. We have to fill these markets. Some are primary, yep. some are secondary, and so on. Man, I couldn't. I mean, I'm in the industry. I couldn't get anything. Did someone just buy like all Palm Beach County? Like, how did
actually,
I miss?
Yes.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, how did I miss that?
Yeah, we had one individual come in from an investment group representing and bought 11. So to answer your question, I've had people, this is their first franchise. I've had people come in great markets and buy 5 to 10. The average franchisee with us buys between 2 and 4.
Okay.
It's everyone. But the only commonality is they're passionate about this. This is what they get up every day and they say, this is what I'm going to leave my kids. This is what I'm going to leave society. That's the only commonality.
Make everyone an ultimate human.
That's right.
I love it, man.
Ultimate human.
Normally at this stage, I'd go through item 19s. So we're not going to touch it because we don't have it. We don't want to, you know, speculate on top line growth. Just knowing what I know about the space, this is going to be a massive success. You're in an $8 trillion market. And when I say $8 trillion, I'm talking about traditional modern medicine. Still, you're tens of billions in the biohacking anti-aging space. Whether it's Breca, Atea, Osprey, right? This is really catching on. So what didn't we talk about? What did I miss?
13 months from now, I'm excited. I'll have an item 19. It'll be a great story to tell. But for now, this is just leaning into people's belief system that there's a better way. And, you know, you can have the life you want right now and keep it that way forever with the right choices. And that's really our mindset.
I can't wait till you open one near me. I will absolutely be a customer. I think this is absolutely brilliant.
I'm going to get you out through D-Day. How about that?
Yeah, that would be great. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I'd love to have you back on, like an update, right? Like where is the brand now? I think that would make a great episode. Like you said, maybe it is a year from now. That's okay. But I would love to have you back on. You're a class act. Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming on the show. And I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right. Nothing but gratitude to you. So thank you.
Thank you for watching Pursuit of Profit, brought to you by Phrenosity. If you're exploring franchise ownership, don't guess your way through it. The wrong decision can cost you years and hundreds of thousands of dollars. At Phrenosity, we help you evaluate opportunities and build a clear strategy before you invest. And our services are completely free. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to like, subscribe, and follow for more. And if you're ready to get started, go to phrenosity.com and book a call. That's phrenosity.com.